This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're going to spend any time at the beach this summer, you need to make sure you can do it safely or as safely as possible. Dr. Rob Brander is a surf scientist from New South Wales Uni who's quite devoted to educating the public about better safety in the surf. He's also the author of Dr. Rip's Essential Beach Book, Everything You Need to Know About Surf, Sand and Rips. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Katrina.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, I have to tell you straight up a confession that I am a real landlubber. I grew up out on the Hay Plains, and swimming in the surf just absolutely terrifies me.
Well, you're not alone, actually.
But, you know, I've always heard Sydneysiders talking about rips. What actually is a rip?
Well, rips are something that occur on many, many beaches, and any beach that has waves breaking over a wide area, which is most of our surf beaches, is going to have these things called rips. And I call them rivers of the sea. And most rivers sit in deep channels and flow in one direction, and so do rips. Rips sit in these deep channels between shallow sandbars, and they flow offshore, and they exist to take all that white water, all that water that's coming in with the breaking waves, back offshore. So they're like these conveyor belts that are just taking extra water back offshore, and they're very common.
So how can you tell where rips are?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. It's tricky, especially for somebody who doesn't go to the beach very often, to learn how to spot rips. So I try and keep it simple. And, well, I guess the simplest thing is you always swim between the red and yellow flags because the flags are away from the rips. But if you want to learn how to spot them, they look like dark gaps. They look like these dark green gaps going out through the surf, through the white water. I've got this saying, white is nice, green is mean, because there's the white water. It means that it's shallow and maybe you can stand up and there's waves breaking that will bring you back to the beach. But if you look at the water for 5 or 10 minutes and just check it out, and if you see these persistent dark gaps, almost like paths heading at some offshore or at an angle offshore, you know, chances are that's your rip current, these dark gaps. And that's the green is mean bit.
So are rips dangerous because they're so powerful or just because they take you further away from the beach?
Well, a bit of both, because there's a lot of water coming in and there's a lot of water going out through the rip current. And they flow faster than most people can swim. So one of the problems is if you're not paying attention, you know, maybe you're standing up to your waist and you're near a rip and suddenly you get washed into the rip and you lose your footing, well, you're just going to go with the flow, and you can quickly go 50 or 100 meters offshore in a minute or less. Now, that's pretty scary to most people when they suddenly, I mean, the rip doesn't feel like anything. You don't even notice it. But when you look around and you see the beach a long way away or you're disappearing, that's what starts to get people scared, and that's what makes them panic.
But it doesn't actually pull you under the water?
Nope, that's a myth. The rip does not pull you under, which is why one thing you should always do if you are caught in a rip is try and relax as much as possible. Stay afloat. It's panic that drowns people, but rips do not pull you under. You don't feel a thing. You're literally going for a ride. And there's a good chance, not 100% chance, but there's a good chance that if you hang in there long enough, the rips actually go in these wide circles. So there's a really good chance, if as long as you stay afloat, that you'll end up on the sandbar standing up safe and sound anyway.
So it does eventually stop.
Yeah, it's a myth that rips will take you to New Zealand, for example. Most rips will take you about as far as the waves are breaking. So if there's waves breaking 50 meters offshore, that's about as far as the rips will go. If it's a bigger day, then the rips go out further. A lot of them go in circles, as I said, but the one problem with that is that all rips have a nasty habit of suddenly just taking off, and we call those rip pulses. And you might get a group of bigger waves come in, and that literally pumps the rip, and the rip will sort of double in speed for about 30 seconds, and then, yeah, it can spit you out 10, 20, 30 meters past the breaking waves.
That sounds scary. Do rips still, do people drown from rips in Australia?
Yeah, they drown a lot. Last year was particularly bad, but on average, we think about 50 or 60 people drown in rips every summer, or every year, rather. This year, the numbers have been down, but there's a lot of reasons for that. I think it's the weather's been pretty poor. It hasn't been conducive beach swimming conditions, and the waves have been small. But yeah, you know, generally during a classic summer, you're going to have 50 people drown in rips.
Wow, and is that mainly on unpatrolled beaches?
It's almost all on unpatrolled beaches. It's either on all unpatrolled beaches, or it's outside of the flags, or outside of the patrol times on beaches that have flags. Yeah, if you swim between the flags, it's the best way.
So is it almost true to say that if you swim between the flags, you're not going to die?
You can never say that, because there's other hazards other than rips. I mean, there's dumping waves and all sorts of stuff. But the lifeguards I know, they never, well, I've never seen a lifeguard put up the flags anywhere near a rip. So the flags are away from the rips. And if you're swimming between the flags, you know, the rips aren't going to be a problem. And also, the lifeguards and the lifesavers can see you. So, you know, if you're in the middle of nowhere and no one can see you, who's going to save you?
Exactly. So play it safe and swim between the flags. It's such a simple message, but...
But the other thing is that, you know, rips, you know, they're a surfer's best friend. I mean, experienced surf swimmers and surfers use the rips as friends to get out the back, and you catch a wave, and it's like a free ride. So the more people understand about how rips work and how to spot them, then they don't need to be scary because you don't need to get in them.
Yeah, sure. But what are some of the, I guess, most common misconceptions that people have about swimming in the surf, and what are some of the mistakes that people tend to make?
Well, I think one of the misconceptions, as you said, is this thing called an undertow that pulls you under the water. Well, rips don't do that, and there's nothing really that pulls you under the water at all. But one of the mistakes that people make, and rips really are the main hazard at the beach, that and dumping waves, but one of the main mistakes people make is that rips, because they look like these dark green gaps, often look like the safest place to swim. So that's a big mistake.
So inexperienced people hone towards those areas.
Yeah, because they look like these seemingly calm, clear areas, whereas the areas with breaking waves look quite nasty. But in fact, often these dark green gaps that heading offshore, those are your rips. And I guess the other mistake that people make is when they're playing around body surfing in the waves, we can get these waves that curl over and crash down called dumping waves. And I often see people body surfing with their arms behind their back, and that's not a smart thing to do, because if you go over and you hit the bed, you're going to hit your head. And that's a common cause of spinal injuries and broken necks. And also people turn their backs on the waves, and they can often get hit by these waves and get whiplash. So you should always just be, you know, it's common sense. Just watch the waves and always watch your kids. And if you do body surf, always body surf with your arms out in front. So if you go over, you hit your arms, not your head.
I've never heard that before, Rob. That's how ignorant I am about swimming in Sydney's beaches. Now, you're actually doing a series of talks, aren't you, to educate people about surf safety?
Yep.
What are you going to cover in those talks?
Well, the talks are called The Science of the Surf, and it's really a story using really dramatic and beautiful pictures about how our beaches work. So why are our beaches where they are, and why do they look like the way they do, and what are the different types of waves we get, and what makes waves break, and there's a lot on rip currents with my purple dye demonstrations, and then the different types of waves, and there's a science theme throughout, but there's also a beach safety theme throughout, but they're also a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Okay, and so those talks are going on next week. They're going to be in Coogee, Cronulla, Maroubra, North Sydney, Tamarama and Little Bay. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for taking a bit of time to explain a little bit about rips to us this morning.
Yeah, no problems, Katrina. And those talks are free for anyone, and bring your kids. It's they're really popular and people get a lot out of them.
Yeah, great. Okay, it's Dr. Rob Brander, and you can find out about the talks on his website, which is scienceofthesurf.com, and you can find where there's a talk near you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.